Hi, welcome back to Bumping Uglies. My name's Rachel. And that's Ashley.
And I'm Ash. Yeah, I'm so used to you introducing me that I just quit.
Well, I wasn't going to, and then I thought she didn't do it last time, so now I was going to, but this time you were ready.
Because every time you have been like, I'm Rachel, and that's Ashley.
I'm sorry.
And I always say, it's still me.
Hey.
And then you ruined it.
Last time you were so unready, and you were just like, Ashley.
I wasn't ready.
It was really good. It was the best it could have been, I think.
She wasn't ready.
So,
get your shit together, Rachel, and fucking introduce me.
This is Ashley. I think I already said it, but I'll probably cut it out. So this is Ashley. That one over there, the angry one.
I don't know why you're pointing.
They can see that.
Like, they can see you.
I can't help it. I can't, like, not use my hands when I'm talking. And
if y'all hear some noises, it's my exercise ball.
She's on her bouncy ball.
That I'm sitting on.
I'm in bed. I'm sitting, though. I'm not in a horizontal position. In case that matters to anyone.
That'd be a look for me.
We have so many things to talk about today. But what we were just talking about before we were recording is that, like,
I've given up on men.
Ashley's given up on men for the 100th time. We'll keep you updated.
That doesn't mean I'm into ladies. So, sorry,
she's
ladies.
She's just gonna be, like, celibate. But we were just talking about how she said something about, like, sometimes she just watches porn, and I said that, like, I have to be, like,
because I'm bored.
On a mission. Like, I don't just go, like, I have to be planning on touching myself to watch porn. I don't.
Sometimes I'm just bored and I go into it. I mean, I always end up touching myself.
I'm just like one of those people
that sometimes
that like when after I'm done, I turn it off immediately. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't watch it anymore.
Well, you know, we talked about this last week, I think. Or not last week, but whenever.
Oh, about like multiple orgasms.
Yeah, how I like to do it multiple times. So I don't turn mine off immediately.
I don't know if
I like to get my jollies.
I'm not positive, but I do think that I might have some, like, residual, like, guilt that was, like, raised into us that I still haven't gotten over completely. So, like, after I...
Apparently, I don't have that problem.
After I do it, I'm like, oh, like, shame. Like, that's dirty or whatever. Like, and I don't actually tell that to myself, but I think somewhere inside I feel like, I just did a bad thing. Like, that's my immediate response is, like,
it's
I
like,
did a bad thing.
It makes me think of the episode of Sex and the City where Miranda sleeps with a guy who has to take a shower immediately after sex because he feels like it cleanses him.
See, okay.
Like, after he just committed a sin.
I don't do that, but it's along those same lines for sure. And here's the other thing. I know, like, we've talked about our pasts, like, a little bit, like, our past relationships. But my first one that I was in, we were very into church, first of all. We were young. Our families were into church. We were into church. He was, like, what he wanted to be a pastor, like, that's a whole thing. And the first time that we ever, like, fooled around, like, did anything, whatever, below the belt, like, it was his idea, number one. I was not ready. I'm just, like, a reluctant person. And the next day, he came and was like, we can't ever do that again. It does, like, it make, like, God's not happy with us. And then he tried to make me go pray with him at the church altar, like, in the front of the church, to, like, say sorry together. Like, say sorry to God for oral sex together. And when I refused to do that because that's awkward to do with your family around, he was real mad at me. So, with that knowledge in mind, I think feeling like watching porn is a dirty thing is not that surprising.
Not me. I'd be somebody coming out, yelling out of the room, "What the fuck do you want? I'm busy.
Go away.
You're interrupting me." It's like one day, the freaking UPS man came and I'm like, "Fuck you, UPS man."
Like, even my husband, and like, we have a very, like, adventurous sex life and like a really good sex life, and I know that he watches porn and like masturbates and I don't care at all, and like he knows that I do, but like I never talk about it. And I'm one of those people, like, if I'm doing it and he like walks in the room and he's if he even if he were to straight up be like, "Were you masturbating?" I'd be like, "No." no
I wasn't.
And he'll be like, "I could..."
Rachel pulls the blankets up over herself. What?
Yeah, no. He could be like...
"Nothing.
I swear I just saw you touching yourself." "No, I was scratching my leg," or some bullshit like that. Like, funny story, though. I was in a pool this year, actually scratching my leg, and my friend goes, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Scratching my leg." And he goes, "I thought you were rubbing your pussy." I was like, "In the pool?" Like... What?
Who was this?
I don't want to tell you. I will tell you later.
Give me initials.
F.
Oh. Big F?
Yeah.
Now I can hear it in my head.
I was just like, I couldn't even believe that anybody would ask anybody that question, just to be clear. Like, here's me who feels guilty about masturbating sometimes, and he wants to know if I'm doing it in a public pool.
I can hear it coming out of his mouth.
I just, like...
like, in his accent and all.
God. He's just...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
You should have said, "Why, yes." I just was so turned on.
I could never.
In the pool.
I could never.
So I just thought, I'm gonna rub one out real quick.
I can't even imagine, like, and like some crazy shit goes on up here. Like, there's security footage and Snapchat footage of all kinds of crazy sex acts that happen, like, at pools and in the parks because people are drunk and they don't think that, like, people can see them, or that people are noticing that they're doing those things. But they do. Don't ever think that somebody doesn't know you're doing something, because they do. So, this week, talking about, it kind of goes along with that, like, multiple orgasm masturbation thing, these things that I found, especially, I guess I'll do that one first. I found this article talks about this thing called first base dates. That's basically like, and this, Ashley and I talk about this in person a lot and on the podcast a lot, that like she has a really high sex drive and that like I really don't. Like she'll take it whenever she can get it, and like I have to be really like in the mood for it. I mean, I'll do it if I'm not, but, like, it's not...
I'm just reminiscing. I'm just reminiscing my high sex drive.
But this article talks about how normally when like, libidos are not a match, like, people always talk about, like, spicing things up and using sex toys and, like, lingerie, but if you're not, like, if you're somebody that doesn't have a super high sex drive, like, if you're not in the mood... putting on lingerie typically does not change that mood. Like, it only serves to make the higher sex drive partner, like, more excited, but the lower sex drive partner is still at that place of, like, I don't want to do this right now.
The lower one's sitting down there waving a flag, like, fuck, I guess.
And, like, so this relationship coach named Pam Costa recommends these things called first base dates, which I don't know how I feel about these, but it's an interesting thing to think about. Which basically, like, you agree that you're gonna, like, spend time together or go on a date, but you have a conversation beforehand where you're like, okay, we can do anything else, but, like, we're not having sex tonight. Just to, like, take that pressure off of you. Or, like, mm-hmm. even if you don't, like, even at, like, you can say, we're not doing anything below the belt today. Like, just to take that pressure off so you can just enjoy yourself and, like, your time with your partner. And she says a lot of couples really put tremendous amount of expectations on sex that doesn't allow desire to blossom. And what happens when you get into routines, like sexual routines, and like give certain definitions to like what sex is, it like, I don't know, it can kind of like stunt your sex life in general, because instead of just saying like, okay, what do I feel like today? Like, maybe we just fool around today. Maybe we don't have like intercourse. Like, you go, okay, we have to like make dinner, we have to take a shower, we have to like make out, we have to like participate in oral sex, and then we have sex, like, or then we have intercourse, like that, like this routine that just happens over and over and over. And she said the key is listening to what your body wants to do. And she says it's particularly important for people who don't tend to get turned on easily, or immediately. But this is where, like, I feel like I've dropped off the agreement train, because I don't have trouble being aroused. Like, I have trouble, like, not trouble. Sometimes I just don't want to have sex. But, like, if we were to decide to do it anyway, like, I don't have trouble getting aroused, you know? Like, those are two separate things for me. But the whole reason I decided to, like, pick this article and talk about this is because there's this one quote that, like, even outside of, like, my sex life, this quote is so spot on for, like, who I am as a person, and Ashley's gonna really agree, I think. So she says, the higher desire partner is the higher desire partner because they have access to turn on, and the lower desire partner, it's not as easy for them to access. She says, the higher desire partner is going 60 miles an hour. They're ready to go. And the lower desire partner is like, I can't find my car keys.
Okay. That's Rachel.
It's like, but it's my whole life. And it's not about like being prepared or like not, like, I just live in this like, my
turtle space.
Yeah, my own space where Andrew will be like, are you ready to go? And I'm like,
turtle pace, yes. Space.
And then I'll walk out the door and be like, oh, like, these are not the shoes I wanted to wear, or like, I don't have my phone, or like, I don't have any money. Like, I have gone, like, and I'm sure other people do this too, but like, I went to work this year and forgot my phone at home. Like, and it's not like it's a far drive or anything, but it just always feels like my life is, like, I'm real scatterbrained, I think is what I'm trying to say, and it feels like that sometimes in the bedroom, too.
Which is why we're such a great pair. She's scatterbrained, and I'm pretty, for the most part, put together.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I get anxiety about shit like that. Like, I literally have to check my pocket to make sure my phone's in there, like, 20 times.
The thing is, I get it's anxiety, but I, like, I'm nervous about things, or anxious about things, but my brain does not allow me to, like, remedy that situation. Like, it only allows me to feel anxious about it. It's not like, oh, I'm really worried.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm not gonna make it to work on time. But instead of, like, setting an earlier alarm, my brain's like, just worries about it all night, and then I wake up at, like, 4 a.m. when I have to be somewhere at 7 a.m. because that's how my brain works. Like, it doesn't trust my phone at all.
Oh, no, like, my brain is kind of like, oh, you gotta leave by this time. And I always base things on, can I have my coffee?
Can I have my coffee?
In the mornings.
Yeah.
And I will cut out other things to have my coffee.
And I, like, I definitely have mornings where I just, like, roll out of bed, get dressed, get in the car, and go within, like, 10 minutes. Because I just can't, I don't know. That's just who the, that's who we are as people. Like. Anyway, so, but that was, like, I thought that quote was so just, like, spot on, and no matter which partner you are, like, I think you will understand, like, I think that will hit home with you. And she says, a first date allows you to spend time in a space that's sensual and intimate without feeling like there's any agenda or pressure. You don't have to worry about why you're not getting turned on as fast as your partner. Like, that's not the point. And she says you might want to engage in simple acts of touch, like hand rubs, foot rubs, cuddling. And she said, but actively, not mindlessly. So, like, instead of, like, doing it while you're watching TV, like, only do that. Which I also can't do.
Right.
Or I don't want to say can't, because I could try. But, like, I do not focus well enough to be in total silence with someone and rub their feet. Or any part of them. Like, I just... I will end up in my own, like, space where I'm, like, it seems like I'm doing something actively, but I'm really not there. And, like, Ashley knows what I'm talking about, right? Because sometimes when we're having conversations, I just disappear.
Yes, it's very annoying.
But, so... And she basically says, like, defining sex as, like, you have to have an orgasm or you have to have intercourse sets the bar so high that for people who are, like, not always in the mood or they have trouble getting in the mood, it's, like, it presents this gap of like, what reality might be versus expectation.
See, and me, I need penetration.
Yeah, and that's, like... Basically, Ashley's on the other end of this where I'm like, what if we just cuddle at night? And Ashley's like, what if you fuck me while we cuddle? Like, can't we do both?
Go ahead and stick that dick in me.
And, like, I don't think she's wrong. Like, there's definitely something, like, attractive and, there's definitely something, like, super intimate, and it can be a really big turn on to just, like, not even plan to do anything sexual, but, like, to be, whatever, giving each other massages or just, like, rubbing each other, and then, like, then it might happen organically that I'm like, oh, this is, like, I like this, and get a little,
whatever, and I mean,
frisky.
I like things to happen naturally, too. Like, I don't go and sit on a couch with a dude and automatically think, oh, he's gonna put his dick in me later.
But you hope that.
Like, I mean, I may hope that. But I won't be, like, I mean, I may be a little tiny upset about it, but I won't be that upset about it.
But I do, like, I like the idea of what she's saying, but I also think for people that are on the other end of the spectrum, like you and like my husband, even if you're like, yeah, like, we don't have to have sex, like, we can definitely just like be with each other, in your head you're like, but like, I'm gonna try to convince you to have sex. So, like, in my head I'm like, oh, we agreed to this thing and it's gonna be great, like, I don't have to feel, you know, this pressure to have sex. And in his head he's like, but we're gonna have sex. And I think it's like that for you too.
Not always.
But frequently.
I mean, God, Rachel, just because I shove my butt into their groin.
I'm, like, super guilty of that, like, just as a tease, but I don't really mean anything to come out of it. And then when I'm not, like, when he tries something else, like, to make it something else, I'm like, oh, no, like, I was just doing that.
I'm the opposite.
I know. It's just...
I will finish what I start.
Ashley will rip those pants right off. I very much see Ashley, like, the man that she marries, putting, like, underwear on to go to bed, and her being like, you don't need those. They're gonna end up on the floor anyway. Just come to bed naked. And he'll be like, why? Like, we're going to sleep. And she's like, you don't know. I might wake up.
I might rub my ass on you. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. Literally, I have one morning woken up and I was wearing, like, not a nightgown because that makes me sound like a 90-year-old woman. But yes, essentially, I had a muumuu on and, like, I didn't have underwear on. So, like, I kept hiking it up higher. So that way when he woke up and, like, I'd press my butt into it. Mm-hmm. And it worked. I'm not even gonna lie. It worked. Because he woke up, rubbed my butt, and was like, you don't have underwear on. And I was like, no, I don't.
You're like, surprise!
And he's like, huh. Might have to do something about it. And I'm like, oh.
You're like,
I wasn't planning that or anything.
But if you want to, like, I want to. But you had... you had a boyfriend who definitely, had a, like, a lower sex drive than you. And I'm just wondering, like, do you think that this method of, like, taking the idea of sex off the table would have worked in your favor at all?
I highly doubt it. Because let's just go ahead and point it out. He was older.
That's true.
And... I honestly just don't think he had the libido.
You think this was not, you think this was an actual, like, age issue, not just, like, a person that, like, has a lower sex drive issue?
Yeah, no, because literally, like, I tried to take the pressure off of it, but he still didn't want to.
Yeah. Well, that's, like, I'm just curious, like, and... Maybe we should ask them, like, ask around, but I like the idea of what she's saying. I'm just not sure, how that would play out in reality, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And it's not something that I
pretty much just had to live in that relationship with masturbation.
You're like, so then I...
Which is not okay with me.
Ashley's like, so then I broke up with him because why I need a man if he's not going to have sex with me?
Well, and that wasn't... I didn't break up with him only.
No, I know that.
Because we didn't have sex. I broke up with him because he was not attentive.
I thought I texted
you. Not just sexually.
I'm sorry. Okay. I love you. What's in the coffee?
Love you too, Andy.
A little bit of
a... Okay. What'd you say?
I said, love you too, Andy.
Ashley loves you too, Andy. Oh. He said, all.
I thought he said, cool.
He said, you can't have any coffee, though.
Damn it. If I was there...
He would make you coffee. He's a nice boy.
I know, he always makes me coffee when I'm there. He always asks me... Do you want coffee?
Also...
And I'm like, yes.
I do have to say, like, now that we've talked about him making you coffee, like, I also think that I have, a pretty sweet partner, like, husband. And if I, like, he's never somebody that really pushes sex any... Like, I know he always wants... Like, he's never gonna be like, no, not today. But... He never, like, if I'm not in the mood or I'm tired or whatever, like, he's never, like, well, I why can't we just have sex? Like, I don't understand. So, maybe that's why I don't feel like this would work very well, because I don't feel super pressured. I just know in my head that he will always say yes to sex. Like,
right. No, Andy definitely is good for you.
He's a sweet man.
You two mesh well.
Yeah. He really...
And my problem was, with my ex, was I probably did put the pressure on him in the beginning, but then I quit, and then it got to the point to where I couldn't take it anymore. And so the pressure probably started back up.
Probably.
Because it didn't matter what I did.
It just didn't work either way.
No. Yeah.
But at least you tried, you know? You're like, okay, we'll just relax and see what happens.
I mean, we were literally together for a little over a year, and more than half, like, I would say 80% of our relationship was me being disappointed.
Because of no sex.
Yeah.
That's a huge over chunk a year. There, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And like...
And then, of course, him being a man, when I brought up that I think he had low testosterone, yeah, I'm a man, I don't have low testosterone. Just tired.
I do think that a lot of, especially older guys, they don't want to think about that possibility, but it's just something that, you know, can happen.
Right?
And women have hormonal
issues. Like, bitch, I'll buy you some Viagra, and I don't care.
You're like, whatever you need, I'll get it for you.
As long as I'm getting mine.
But women have hormonal issues all the time, so I don't know why, like, men, why it's one of those things that men have to be so embarrassed about. Like, it just happens.
Literally, I think anybody that listens to this podcast is probably like, that bitch right there is a crazy sex whore.
Yep, she is.
Mongrel.
She just throws her cat at everybody. I'm just kidding, she does not. Also, that boyfriend liked to call it...
I feel like that's not true,
was it a
because
monk?
I would be having sex.
Did he call it a monk or a muff? What did he call it that I hated?
Yeah, it was a monk.
It was a monk. I just...
For monkey.
Hate it. I hate it so much.
I didn't like it either, so...
I have this
He
habit
also
of...
used to say muff.
What?
I said he also used to say muff.
Oh, yeah. That one is less bad for me. But we talked about last week how you don't like you only want to send people, like, what, like, a set of dirty pictures and, like, that's it. They don't need more.
I don't like any of it in my relationship. Yeah, because it's the fucking same. It doesn't change. It's not going to be like, oh,
be
that
weird.
Boob's different. I mean, the only thing that can change is maybe my vagina has hair on it. One day it doesn't.
Do
like,
you like
fucking
the,
A, it's still the same.
The conversational part of sexting? Like not pictures, but like the back and forth of sexting?
Honestly, anymore, I don't know, I'm not as into sexting as I used to be, because I'm not even gonna lie, I used to be quite the sexter, I used to have a lot of phone sex, but anymore, I'm not into it, like, you know, and it depends, because the guy, the Utah guy,
Ashley,
that I showed
talked
you,
to- We talked about this last week.
I got into it.
How you send me lots of dick pics. Like, I live vicariously through your dick pics. And, like, she sent me two really great ones this week.
Yeah. Although, I'm not even going to lie, though. Like, I wasn't going to show you those. I was going to be a stingy
like,
bitch.
Like, I'm
going to
search those guys out. Be like, give me that dick. But, okay, so with this guy, because you were so attracted to him.
Not really.
You got into sexting with him.
Well, yeah, and, like, he kind of was a dom, so he kind of took charge in it as well, so it was a little more enjoyable, but for the most part, no, I'm just not really into it anymore.
Do you
like,
think
I
you,
just,
it,
do, I don't know.
Do you think
I don't,
it's because
I don't
you
have
feel
it in
like
me.
It's not going to go anywhere else, like, it's never going to turn into something actually, like, tangible? A lot, like, do you think, you don't want to waste your time?
Maybe.
Because, like, having...
Maybe. And it also could be the fact that I haven't had sex in a long time,
fair
so why the fuck do I want to talk
well, like,
you through it?
I've definitely...
like, I want it to fucking happen.
Going through this whole, like, dating game or whatever, and... It does, because almost everything is, like, digital
sucks.
Now, or not, I don't even know if that's the right word. Everything's, like, through, like, phones and social media and all of that, like, it's so rare to, like, just happen to meet a person and then start a relationship, or even just have sex, like, even Tinder, you know?
Right. And it always bothers me when guys will message me and be like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. And I'm like, don't say that. We're not fucking meeting. Like, When you meet me in person, then you can say, oh, it's so nice to meet you. We're fucking online, okay? It's not... Like,
we're having a conversation.
You're not meeting me. And, you know, like I told you today, it's hard because a lot of these guys, they want fucking dirty pictures. And then they, if you oblige them, then they are fucking done with you.
And I always wonder if it's... Like, obviously, it could be, a lack of interest, or it could be, like, they just wanted to see, like, a naked lady, and, like, now they got that, and they're just gonna go, like, jerk it.
Well, and also, like, online, they're probably getting several pictures.
Like, you're not the only girl they're trying to get naked pictures from. Yeah. And it's not, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because obviously, when you're just beginning to talk to someone, you're obviously not, like, exclusive. Like, they're gonna be talking to other people.
Well, and I don't care about that, but, like, literally, you know, we were talking about talking to guys closer. I literally talked to this one guy, and he talked me into giving him my phone number, so I gave him my phone number. He literally texted me enough to send me a picture of his dick, and then I sent him a picture of some stuff, and then he was done. Never messaged me back, and I'm like, fucking really? Like, if you want to just some fucking dirty pictures, just fucking say it.
And it's so discouraging for somebody to just, like, ghost you.
Like, also, and fucking waste my time, thanks. You should just start out your conversation with, hey, I'm only interested in some fucking nudes. That way you can be like, well, too fucking bad, move on.
Sucks for you, I'm not giving you any. So, this article by Health Day News, I guess, says that sexting isn't actually even about sex, usually, and that 2/3 of adults who send sexually oriented messages don't have sex on their mind at all, and that sometimes sex is about, sexting is about foreplay for sex later on, but it's also used to, like, reassure that, like, your relationship's okay, or, like, to get on someone's good side for whatever, like a date, or to gain something, like, tangible in life. And, they say, they studied 160 people from the ages of 18 to 69, that 2/3 of them were sexting for non-sexual purposes, and they were consistent regardless of age, sex, sexual orientation, whatever. And that it's apparently, like, sexting is an evolution of how we communicate our sexual desires now. Like, we used to write poems and letters, and then we sent, you know, or, like, took boudoir photos for each other, and now, we sex. I think it's funny, I was surprised, I guess, to read this, because I get it, because if somebody is willing to have that, like, back and forth, like, sexual tension kind of banter, or, like, dirty talk, then it does feel very, like, okay, they do like me, like, they do want me, and I get that part. But I was surprised, because I feel like, sexting, like, sending nudes, like, talking dirty, since everything is so online-oriented now, is, like, a huge part of dating, is a huge part of developing a relationship now.
And maybe that's what it is. Like, I'm partially in favor of very old school things.
Ashley wants some dude to write her a love letter.
I mean, I'm fine with exchanging numbers. Like, obviously, I know it's not going to be, like, super old fashioned. But, you know, I think it would be, one, I'm just not into exchanging dirty pictures. Like, I'll send you what I have, but then it's literally like, what the fuck else am I supposed to do? You can't pose a vagina 10 different ways. No, that's because, fine. Like,
take your time.
One, I feel like that's a fucking awkward angle, depending on what angle they're wanting.
Fuck.
Like, that's just too much fucking work for me. Like, and by that point, I'm not having fun. Like, exactly, it's a task, and I would much rather be having the real fucking thing than having you be like, send me a fucking video. I want to see you get off. Like, too fucking bad, I'm not gonna get off now. Like, I'm not going to get off now because I feel obligated to have to fucking do something.
Like, sending, like if it was your boyfriend, would you be more into the idea of sending dirty pictures? Or, like, sexting in general? Because, like, you've had, like, physical relations already, like, in real life.
Yeah, I think it depends. Because I've not had anybody that I've done that with, so.
Do you feel like once you get to the point, like, if you can get to the point where you're planning, like, where you actually meet someone in person after you've been talking to them, that, like, it goes better from then on? Like, you're more confident in
person?
Like,
hell no. No, I told this to somebody the other day. I said, you know what? I text a good fucking game. But you get me in person and I am like a fucking clam. And don't ask me why I'm like that, but I just am.
I feel like I don't find, like, I'll send pictures or whatever, but I don't typically find myself to be very photogenic. Like, I don't like...
Maybe that's what it is.
...the way I photograph. And not just my face, like, in general. But I'm very fine with, like,
right.
face-to-face...
Right.
...whatever, interaction. Body-to-body interaction. Like, I'm very comfortable with...
I mean, I'm the way fine.
Like, you know what I mean?
I'm fine once but, like, we get so into it. It's so hard to get... It's the, like, getting into it part that I have trouble with. Because it's literally, like, my brain just goes stupid, and it's like, mm.
It's like, what if we just don't say anything? What if we just hold still?
No, like, for me, like, I want the guy to say shit. Like, I want to be like, you remember, like, literally, I want to text them or something and be like, listen, when we get face-to-face, I need you to realize that I'm not going to be the same person that I was in text. I mean,
Have you told people that?
I mean, like, it came up after, you know, me and Travis. Because he would be like,
mm-hmm.
you know, just tell me what you want. And, like, granted, after I got more comfortable with him, it was fine for me to tell him what I wanted and how I wanted. But in the beginning, it was like,
I had this experience where... The guy was like, tell me what you want. And I told him what I wanted. And he was like, you're hiding something. And I was like, I don't know what you're asking. Like, I don't know what else you want me to tell you. Like, there's not a secret. Like, I just told you what I wanted. And now I'm confused.
Yeah, no, literally, like, I text a good game. You get me in person. I clam up. Because my brain's fucking stupid.
I definitely think it's better for me in person, because I don't want to sound like, I don't want, like, I'm never sure how, like, tone and things right. come across in text. Like, what if I think I'm saying something, like, sexy or, like, funny, and they're like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
Like, is she dumb? And, like, also, I think this is more of a me problem than a you problem, but, like, I have so many of those moments where I do and say dumb things where I, like, missed a part of the conversation. And I'm always, like, in person, it's not as bad. But through text, I'm always like, oh, did right. I say something, like, did I do something dumb? Like, are they going to think that I'm stupid now? Because I'm not stupid. Like, I just have my moments. And once you meet me, like, it's totally right. understand. Like, it's different. But I don't, texting makes me
I would
nervous.
Much rather text. And I think it comes because, like, I find myself very awkward. Like, I don't feel like, and you know, we've talked about this before, I don't feel like I can do sexy. So therefore, when it comes across of, like, oh, I want you to say that, like, tell me what you want or whatever, I have to be completely comfortable with you. Because, yeah.
To, like, put
because
it out
I don't
there.
Feel
yeah.
that energy.
I think when I was younger, I had this idea of, like, what sexy talk was, or, like, what being sexy was, or, like, what dirty talk was. And now that I've, whatever, been in some relationships, like, lived a little, like, a little life, I'm at this point where I'm, like, if you find what I'm doing appealing, good, like, good for you, but I cannot do it differently. So if you don't, like, it's okay, but, like,
right,
I can't, like, this is it. And that's okay. Like, it's, I think that's a good place to be where you're just like, this is how it, like, this is who I am and I like that. And it, if you don't like it, it's okay, but, like, it's cool if you do. Like,
right.
We can keep going if you like it. And it's not just, I don't think that's just, like, a sexual relationship kind of thing, or, like, a romantic relationship kind of thing. Like, I think, you know, the people in my life that I'm close with, like, my friends, or, like, people that I work with, it definitely, takes a while to get used to, like, who I am. And it doesn't work for everybody. Like, I've definitely had some run-ins that it just never clicked at all. Well, that's okay,
God,
too.
What happened to me 27 years ago? I'm just kidding.
Aww. Here's how Ashley got stuck here.
I feel like we should break out into Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
We were...
This is a story.
This is a story all about how Ashley got stuck being my friend for her whole life. We were the only people, that were, like, the same age in our family group, or, like, her family group, I don't know.
So they're, like, and, like, she's going to
ended up together a lot.
They can play together.
Like, yeah. I don't know what would have happened if we hadn't liked each other, and maybe in our, like, little tiny brains we were, like,
I remember a lot of times where we would get mad at each other, which I think this is a typical kid thing. Where we would get mad.
It is.
Yeah, and then we would tell, like, Missy, we'd be like, I want to go home. I don't like her no more. And then she'd wait it out for a few minutes, and then we'd be in there playing together again.
And the thing, like, we've always been super different people, and that, I think, that's been a whole life thing, and it definitely translates into, like, our adult life and our adult relationship and, like, how we form relationships with other people, like, we would go about a whole thing very differently. Like, if you were, like, go ask this guy for his number, I would just go and be, like, I'd be, like, hey, can I have your number?
And Ashley would sit over... in the corner.
And if he was like, why? I'd be like,
I would sit over in the corner quivering and be like, nah.
And then I feel like,
I'm good.
Ash would be like, no, thank you. I'll just take the L on this one. Like, I'm not gonna do it. But adversely, I think if somebody came up and was like, hey, can I have your number? Ash would be like, if he was, like, attractive to her, she'd be like, okay. And that might be all she says, but... And I probably would be like, no, I don't know you. Like, get away from me.
I feel like there are many people who meet us, and I feel like they probably think to themselves, how are they friends? Because we're polar opposite.
And the other half of them think...
Your mother.
That we're lesbians. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with being lesbians. We just are not to in a relationship with each other. I did tell my mom, though, one time that if I wanted, this is bad, people at home tend to call, or they used to call lesbians carpet munchers, which I'm sure is a bad thing to call them now, and Ashley and I always say Ashley and I, like, it was her choice. I was probably skipping holding Ashley's hand one day, because that's who I am, and Ashley's probably like,
I just grew into it. You just gotta accept it. Literally, your mom used to get so upset because literally, Rachel is a touchy-feely person, in case you haven't been able to tell from this podcast. Oh, yeah, not like with strangers. But literally, Rachel used to sit in my lap. And there would be plenty of couch space, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But she would sit on me.
We'd be, like, in Walmart or something, and I'd be like, Ashley, let's skip. And I'd, like, grab her hand and start skipping. Not that she was ever going to participate in the skipping. But my mom would be like, stop doing that. You look like lesbians. And then one day I was like, you know what? If I wanted to munch her carpet, I could. Like, it would be fine. And the point isn't that, like, I wanted to, but, like, it doesn't, like, we're just having fun. And we were young then. We were not even at a point where we were thinking about, like, doing those things to anybody, let alone each other. Like, it just wasn't, she was making it something literally, that it was not ever. And we were and much honestly, too young.
I think more people thought we were sisters more than lesbians.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's been as we grow up, like, as we've gotten to be adults, that's been a thing because...
Which, granted, neither one of us have ever had a sister, so... And... we both have brothers.
Yeah, we don't know what that's like. Somebody let us know. I'm just kidding, I love my brother.
My brother's okay.
He's a good boy. Yeah, but I'm the oldest, Nash is the youngest, so, like, it's different dynamics for sure. But it definitely, like, as much as I'm sure Ashley loves me, like, it takes a little getting used to, like, the way that I can be. Like, I get really spastic and excited about a lot of things.
I've been with her for 27 years.
That's also why people think we're lesbians, because Ashley says things we've been together for 27 years. No, it's not. It's just funny because that sounds like we've been in a relationship.
I've had 27 years to put up with your quirks.
To be fair, I've known Andy for 15 years now. We haven't been together for 15 years, but, like, I've known him, so he's had, like, a while to get used to it. And at any time, he could have been like, "I should have."
He had a long time to be like, "I like that girl."
Right, or to be like, "I should turn around and run."
Right. And also, I feel like that comes into play with mine and yours dynamic. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like, in our past relationships, men don't really understand that one of us is always going to be there. Like, I'm always going to be a part of your life, and you're always going to be a part of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if we're mad at each other and we're not talking, you're still my bitch.
And, like, probably not in, like, day-to-day life, but if it's, like, an important situation, like, you probably take precedence over, like, a boyfriend.
Right.
You know?
Because I know, like, in some of your past relationships, they didn't like that.
No, I would say, like, all of them.
All of them Andy. Except Andy.
Yeah. Andy is, like... He is so different from the other
good
people.
Good job, Andy, accepting me.
Right. But, like, he's such an entirely different person than the people that I've been with in the past that, like, it's hard to even explain the difference. Like, it's like they're a different species almost.
Like, I'm going to text Andy right now and be like, "Just so you know, when we're all 90 years old, we're all going to live together."
Yeah, Ashley's moving in with us. And, like, he just is, Andy's a very... just, like, nice, accepting person, and,
I feel like Andy's very laid back. Yeah.
He is. He's very laid back, and I have never, been with anybody like that before, and it kind of felt like a trap at the beginning. Like, like, I was gonna get used to it, and then he was gonna, like, flip the switch and be, like, nuts after that, because, like, let's be honest, the other people that I've been in serious relationships with were nuts. Both of them. Nuts.
Yeah.
And I kept waiting for that to happen, like, one day he's gonna wake up and be like, "I got her now." It hasn't happened.
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes it still feels that way, and it's not his fault, like, that's just who, I'm just a little crazy myself.
I feel like I need a drink.
Maybe we, on our next one, we'll get a little tipsy. That would be fun. Maybe we'll tell you some secrets we've been holding in. I feel like I might have more secrets than Ashley.
Yeah. I mean, especially here recently, let's just be real honest.
But one day, we're going to come on here and I'm going to be like, "Ashley did a thing, she met a guy, she had sex with a guy," and, like, we're going to be so excited, we're going to celebrate.
Dusted my vagina off.
She went... Anyway,
in case you didn't know what that sounded like.
That's blowing into her own vagina, which I don't know how she would do, but that's what that was.
Oh, God.
She'll just ask the guys to do it for her before...
This would be one of the things that Rachel's mom would think we're lesbians for, because Rachel's blowing into my vagina.
I mean, I would. I don't know why you would ask me to, but, like, if that was a necessary thing, like, I would, I guess.
That's why we're each other's people.
That's why
Rachel would blow in my vagina. And she's also going to show me her butthole.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, but I would.
Okay, I think we need to end this.
I feel like that's a good spot.
I feel like after the trouble we've had with our technology and shit,
we shouldn't, like, chance it.
You know.
You know.
It's all been, right. What, a good, like, solid maybe 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think if we
I think that's more, cutting it.
So, thanks for joining us again. We hope you had a good time, and if you didn't, like, that's okay too, I guess. But we hope you did.
Fine. If you didn't, fine.
Fine. It's fine. And have a good night.
Yeah. Bye.